6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, June 24th, 2022. This, by the way, is the day before our beloved Joyce Ann Riley passed away, and so we're going to make honorable, more than honorable mention of her. I have been a guest on her radio show a number of times when she was hosting the event, largely talking about foreclosures. Dave Krieger here, of course, on the Power Hour. And by the way, we're still on the air. We're just no longer broadcasting on the ACN radio network for now. So those of you who are listening to ACN, we've just basically had to drop them for the moment because radio prices have gone up and we got to prioritize what we're paying for. Our shortwave stations will always be our first priority. The stations we're able to carry depend on the sales we get at. And of course, the Power Mall and listener donations is what makes it happen. We're always going to be reevaluating. If we can afford to add the station back, we will. If we've caused any inconvenience, we sincerely apologize for that. Hope you will keep listening to the show through one of our other ways of broadcasting besides ACN. You will see a red Listen Now button at the top of the site. If you click that, you can stream the show live 24/7. Even if you miss a broadcast, it's always there. We have the currently recorded show on the Listen Now button, and it plays until the new show is uploaded. If you want to listen by phone, you can call 631-359-8232. And, of course, we're going to, on the email blast, send you all the ways you can listen to the Power Hour. You can text Power Hour at 22828 to join the Power Hour newsletter as well, so you don't miss the email blast. We get that right to you as soon as it's available, as soon as it gets out there, so you can get the news and information you need to make a determination about how you're going to move forward with your life, because we're all about solutions here. Joyce Riley was when she was hosting the program. The various hosts that we've had on the show always have had your first heart and mind in focus when they've been on. Because obviously, just like Alex Jones says, he doesn't have the verbiage coined. I mean, he's not the only one that says there's a war on for your mind. There are a lot of show hosts that are saying the same thing. Not just Alex Jones, even though he's, you know, tried to make it his own. You know, this is a free for all. We have freedom of speech here in America under the First Amendment of the Constitution. We'll get to that in just a minute because the 10th Amendment won big time this morning with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. We'll talk about that in just a minute and have a little commentary. We have the new seed kits at the Power Mall, the non-GMO heirloom seeds from White Harvest Seeds. It's going to be a white garden. I'll tell you what, if you let the snow fall on it. But White Harvest Seeds, Mike Knox is going to be on the show today at 12:30 to talk all about the non-GMO heirloom seeds. These are the things that Marjorie Wildcraft has said you need to get if you want to start a garden. You want to make this happen. Now, I already have sent our producer a picture of my 15-container herb stand. There's 3 5 container buckets, all vertical. And you buy these on any of the major places. If you have a limited number of space, like you're on your back porch and you want a garden, you can do that right there with these freestanding 5-bucket racks. And you put potting soil in them and you garden in them. And you can do that on your back porch, even if you're in an apartment. You can sprout seeds. You can do all sorts of stuff on your back porch, and nobody would be the wiser. But we've got the Gardening Basics booklet included with all purchases. And I'm going to send you pictures of our greenhouse as it's going up, as we're planting the seeds, all of that. We're going to actually show you what we're doing, and we're going to be talking to Marjorie, of course, Wildcraft, while we're doing it. We're going to be getting tips, advice, all sorts of stuff, because we're getting into this full tilt boogie. So you need to do the same thing. All the kits that come with the Gardening Basic booklet include the Home Cook and Herb Seed Kit, the 12-pack Greens Seed Kit. For those of you who just like eating salad, you feel like you're a bunch of rabbits, you can even grow them. the greens for your rabbits. It's great rabbit food. Even if you don't like some of the stuff that's out there, guess what? Your rabbits will like it. And that gives you good protein, 230,000 calories, according to Marjorie, if you have a doe, three does and a buck, because they'll produce 75 rabbits a year. We've also got the 15-packet basic starter seed kit and the 40-packet seed kit. Now, I'm getting three of them, so if you want to try them all, we're going to get the herb seed kit, the basic, the green seed kit, and the packet seed kit, the 40-packet. So I would suggest, if you are into planting a garden and you want guaranteed non-GMO heirloom seeds and you want to do a greenhouse like me, this is what you call survival of the fittest here, folks. And, of course, we got a 15% off site-wide sale, including dropship products, or excluding, rather, dropship products. Correct that, Krieger. The sale runs until the end of the month, so you still got a week to go. There's extra savings on closeout items. There's no code necessary because we're going to apply the discount for you already at checkout. So we have a phone number you can call if you want to say anything about your time spent on the air with Joyce Riley, since we are celebrating today what actually happened tomorrow at the age of 68. You know, it's really funny because, and it's ironic in a way, because I'm 68 years old, and Joyce Riley was 68 when she passed away Sunday morning, June 25th, 2017, at the Golden Age Living Center in Stover, Missouri. She was born July 31st, 1948, in El Dorado, Kansas, the oldest of three children born to David and Naoma Varner Thompson. She grew up in Arkansas City, Kansas, the daughter of a pharmacist and stay-at-home mom. It was through her mother she obtained her love of quilting, and through her father, her drive and passion for making a difference in the world. Joyce's desire to do for others led her to the University of Kansas. It's really funny. That's one of my alma maters, where she graduated with a bachelor's degree in nursing. Within that role, she became active as an expert witness in many medical cases. Her willingness to serve brought her to the Air Force as a flight nurse, where she received her honorable discharge in 1979. In 1991, she returned to the Air Force Reserves as a flight nurse aboard C-130 missions in support of Operation Desert Storm, achieving the rank of captain. Following her service to her country, Joyce found her true calling in radio, where she was the voice and advocate for the American Gulf War Veterans Association. Her show, the Power Hour radio program, joined the GCN network in 2000, becoming a voice for all veterans and truth seekers. For the past 20 years, Joyce has resided in the Versailles area, enjoying her small acreage while remaining an advocate for all those in need. Her small acreage, of course, always in the balance because of the way it was acquired, and I know because I did the chain of title assessment on that acreage. There were some questions and some doubt, but, you know, fortunately for Joyce, all is well after she passed, and it went to someone who was deserving that helped her with the show. And, of course, we have memorial show songs that we're going to be posting that Joyce always liked. And if you have a tribute or anything you want to say about Joyce, our phone lines are open for the next hour and a half, 844-769-2944. If there's anything you have to say, if there was a memorable moment that something Joyce talked about that just struck you funny, you wanted to make a quick mention about, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. We're celebrating today, because we're on the air live. We won't be tomorrow, but all of this will play tomorrow, June 25th, 2017, on listennow.com, if you want to go there. Listen Now is on the .com website for the powerhour.com. Let's get that straight. You click the Listen Now button at the top of the site, and you can listen to the show tomorrow if you like. And you can even hear yourself if you call up today and leave a comment, if that means anything. However, we appreciate that. We also have a memorial page on the forevermissed.com website /Joyce-Riley/about. And that will come up. I've looked at it this morning. It's a very, very nice website. And we're going to include that link in your email blast so you can go tomorrow and look when you get it in your inbox. So We're looking forward to the powerhourfood.com to see how many people sign up for that to learn how to use the White Harvest seeds. We're going to have them on at 12:30. In the meantime, working through the news. Artificial intelligence expert Catriona Campbell predicts virtual children will be commonplace within the next 50 years to help combat overpopulation. They would only exist within the metaverse, and parents would interact with them using high-tech wearables like gloves that can deliver tactile feedback to replicate physical sensations. Climate change, overpopulation, transhumanism, and the digitization of human life as we know it and are all part of and parcel in the Great Reset agenda will not be complete until humanity is enslaved to the unelected few who will run the world through algorithms and AI, courtesy vis-a-vis of Klaus Schwab and his minions. This is what the fourth industrial revolution is all about, the merger of man and machine. Now, the only way that is going to stop is if you put your foot down and say, hey, excuse me, hello, Mr. Schwab, are you listening? I'm a child of God, and you are not going to get away with this. We're not going to let you get away with it. We're going to fight. We're going to stand up as Christians, and we're going to tell you where to go. But I think God himself, without being judgmental here, already knows where all this is going to end up. He is omniscient, omnipresent. It's just the way it is. The world, in the meantime, is facing the prospect of a mass starvation catastrophe driven by unprecedented food shortages, according to UN Chief Antonio Guterres, warning today, pointing to the conflict in Ukraine. Of course, we got to have some place to blame, right? It's irritating or exacerbating for those of you. I'm using the word exacerbate. Please understand the word exacerbate does not mean I'm playing with myself. Would you please understand if you don't know the English language yet? The word exacerbate means to irritate. So if I tell you I exacerbated my sister, it doesn't mean I had sex with her. Please look it up in the dictionary. I hope I gave you a good laugh this morning there with that one. So many people out there that when you say the word intercourse or discourse, they all think it's sex. Where's your mind at? I know where mine is. It's into conversation. We like to have it. That's why we have a toll-free number. I love it. I love it when you call up. I really do. Because we get to talk. We get to communicate and engage in discourse or intercourse or whatever kind of course you want to talk about. The course of action is pick up the phone, call 844-769-2944, and then we can have our little discourse. How about that? That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Give you something unusual today. You can say, hey, I called the Power Hour radio show today and talked to Dave. Meanwhile, the U.S. says that the Taliban has not requested aid after the earthquake has killed over 1,000 people. All right, let's stop right there and analyze that. The confused disaster response from the extremist regime left rescuers scrambling to dig through the rubble with their hands, of course. They've been cut off from much of the international financial assistance ever since they conquered the country by force in August of 2021, courtesy of Biden and his disastrous military withdrawal. And Biden, of course, left them $83 million, $83 billion, excuse me, worth of weaponry. Hey, I tell you what, Taliban, you want some help? Yeah, you people in the U.S. need to stop the idea of and get this cockamamie. That's a Clint Eastwood thing from Absolute Power. Or maybe it was In the Line of Fire. That's what it was. Cockamamie. I like that term, cockamamie. People don't use that term, cockamamie, very much. Yeah, you got to love that. I had to do my Clint voice. Because they got this idea, this cockamamie idea in their heads that they got to send relief to Afghanistan. Let them sell some of the $83 billion worth of gear we left them and pay for that instead using our money, our taxpayer dollars. Yeah, let them sell off some of that like hell they will. That won't happen. They're out to destroy their own people, folks. Why should we cater to them? Same with Ukraine. Why are we in Ukraine? Why are all these people, these rhino Republicans, why are they voting for aid to Ukraine and even more aid to Ukraine? Why are we sticking our nose in a war that could turn into a world war involving the United States of America? Maybe that's by design. Maybe they want to blow up half the U.S. and kill off our population. Maybe they want us to do it for them by launching an EMP strike. See, all these things we have to start worrying about, and people just Oh, God, Dave, there you go with the doom and gloom again. No, I'm just talking political common sense rationale here. And if you want to chime in, you know the toll-free number to call. 844-769-2944. If I hit a nerve, hey, this is your opportunity for the next hour and a half, actually next hour, to call in and chime away. We move on to the U.S., where finally the Supreme Court grew a pair, got some chutzpah, and decided to overturn Roe v. Wade, eliminating a constitutional right to abortion. Shouldn't have been there in the first place. I posted on at Power Hour Host on Truth Social this morning. The Constitution guarantees us the right to life, liberty, and property, or the pursuit of happiness. It does not guarantee abortion. It guarantees life. Hello? What part of this do the libs not get? You see, this is why it's pretty scary about this Article 5 thing going around. They want to reopen the Constitution, and for what reason? To let the elitists come in and hijack it? That's the scary part about it. I'm afraid if they open Pandora's box and try to modify by constitutional convention, everybody and their brother is going to sneak in here through the liberal left, progressives and their minions who proclaim themselves as Republicans when they're actually self-serving Democrats that think they're going to get their way once the U.S. is taken over by foreign nationals. I will tell you this, Congress, listen up. All of you are dead if you let this happen. And you know why? Not because of we the people, but because of the foreign invader. They don't need you anymore. They've gotten what they need. You open the door, you open the Pandora's box. Now they're going to come in and they're going to take out Washington, D.C., and they're going to execute you on public television so everybody can see what they're doing while we all sit there and go, ha, 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 now we got to defend ourselves. Because you didn't uphold the Constitution and protect us. It's called general welfare. That's the part of the Constitution they are violating hand and foot right now by leaving our southern borders open. If you disagree, call up. Let's have an argument. I'd love to do that. That's the kind of discourse I'm talking about here. Inciting with the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, it upheld a law from Mississippi that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, roughly 2 months earlier than what's been allowed under Supreme Court precedent dating back to Roe v. Wade. Look, the 10th Amendment won today, folks. If you disagree, call me up because I'm telling it like it is. The 10th Amendment of the Constitution reserves powers not reserved to the federal government, to the states. And if you live in a state that's not recognizing the Constitution for what it is and what it stands for, like New York, they got a little rasher of it yesterday, didn't they? Supreme Court told them, hey, guess what? You don't get to tell people they can't carry arms. Apparently, you don't understand, if you're in New York, what the Second Amendment is. It says it shall not be infringed. Hello, you libs out there. That's the way it is. It's our Constitution. If you don't like it, you see, my dad used to say that all the time. If you don't like it here, move to Russia. Remember that? Did your dad always say that to you? You know, this is how they reacted way back when, because they were pre-programmed. We had Matthias Desmond on the show talking about totalitarianism. Folks, it occurs in both directions. It occurs from the left. It occurs from the right. If you have ultra-left and ultra-right, this is what they want. The ultra-left and the ultra-right want totalitarianism. The ultra-right came up with the USA Patriot Act. The ultra-left wants the Great Reset. Do you understand how that works? They both want the same thing. They want complete control. They just go about different means of getting it. And we have to rely on the Constitution to protect us because we're the only country in the world, as great as it is, that has the power to use the Constitution to give us the right to stand up and be counted. Whether it's by your vote or whether it's by the use of force. We have a commentary on our email blast by Lex Green. We've had him on the show before. And I'm going to read you the first part of this paragraph, because it's going to ring home when you think about yesterday's Supreme Court decision about guns. Not a single anti-American socialist Democrat would remain in D.C. power today. Half of the Republicans, who are actually Democrats in RNC disguise, would be gone as well. If this many Americans had gone to Washington, D.C. to overthrow the government on January 6th in any armed insurrection, there are not enough cops or combat-ready troops to have stopped it. This many Americans can do anything they want, anytime they want, and frankly, by any means they want. That's the first paragraph of a commentary by Lex Green, who we've had on the show before. Now, understand, how many people actually were there? 3,000, 6,000? If every one of them would have come with AR-15s with multiple 30-round clips, we would not have had a riot. They would have eliminated Capitol Police. They would have eliminated everybody sitting in Congress that they felt was going against the Constitution of the United States. Some of the handful of people, like Lauren Boebert, whoever was there that supports the Second Amendment, probably would have been spared, but they would have taken everybody else out. All the Democrats have been gone. The rhinos, who they know, would have been gone. Ray Epps, that little moron that basically we're now hearing all sorts of stories about Ray Epps and what he did to help incite the riot. He may have been part of that big plan by the FBI to infiltrate agents provocateur. It is possible this happened. There are people coming forward now saying, hey, I remember that guy. It took me a year to remember it, but I remember that. He was worried the fast-moving January 6th crowd might interfere with the plan, according to a man from Kentucky. The man says he witnessed Epps directing the group that removed 2x4 lumber and a long cardboard tube from a utility hatch at the U.S. Capitol. He's the former Arizona Oath Keepers leader who was famously captured on camera the day before the January 6, 2021 protest, urging protesters to go into the Capitol, directing a group of individuals to remove siege weapons, including a long piece of 2x4 lumber, from a utility hatch on Capitol grounds after telling a witness they needed to slow down the crowd lest it blank up the plan, according to a Kentucky man, Eric Clark, 45, who says he encountered Epps on the west side of the Capitol on January 6th. He didn't realize who he was until seeing news reports about Epps earlier in the year. Can you believe it? The truth is now starting to come out. The January 6th committee, of course, isn't going to cover it. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this break at the bottom of the hour here, 28 minutes after the hour of 11 Central. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, June 24, 2022, the day before Joyce Riley officially passed 5 years ago. Joyce Riley, the infamous host of the Power Hour that's been with us for so many years, dedicating her life to our freedom by getting the word out and talking about things that matter to we the people. I have a little poem by someone. And, of course, this poem is by Mr. Roki. He since has passed away as well. Wrote this on behalf of Joyce. Mother, wife, daughter, and sister, the dove who sails above the clouds, soaring on golden wings with a heart of gold, busted bodies causing interrupted dreams, pain and suffering she strives to alleviate, using knowledge, skills, and too many prayers, the nurse, the dedicated professional. Selected and wanted during war while the injured arrived, yet ignored and abandoned after war's end. Only the very few continue their efforts to care for veterans after war's end. Because memories and recognition of continued problems must be ignored, the nurse, the preserver of life, may she always sail on golden wings with God-given strength to care for those in need. The nurse, the professional who cares for eternity in spite of adversity and pain and their own suffering, showing courage that comes from the God-given heart of gold. Here's to the nurse. May she prosper and thrive. May she always be there to save the next life. And, of course, some of the songs that this, of course, Doug Roki is the one who wrote that poem I just read. Some of the songs that you may understand that were Joyce's favorite that she would play on the air at various times. Do Something by Matthew West. What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong, Michael W. Smith's The Stand, Power to the People by Jan Lennon. We still play that. It's actually Plastic Ono Band, but we actually do play that on occasion here on the show. Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead. Of course, half of that team is now passed on. Whatever Happened to Peace on Earth by Willie Nelson. Starting All Over Again by the late Israel Kamakaviva Ole. Try to say that a couple of times fast. I actually remember this guy from my time living in Hawaii. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, of course, by Iz. Johnny Nash's I Can See Clearly Now, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. That was a big disco song. All the women used to like to get out there and dance to it. Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah, He is Yahweh. Freedom by Anthony Hamilton and Elena Boynton. God and God Alone by Steve Green. Steve Vouse's Renegades. Bob Marley, Get Up, Stand Up. Ashley Nima's Find Our Way. We Must Take America Back by Steve Vouse. William Devon's Be Thankful for What You Got. That's from way back in 1974. Bobby Darin's Simple Song of Freedom. Keith Green's The Lord is My Shepherd. Sam Cooke, A Change is Gonna Come. In the Mood by Glenn Miller. Now that takes you back to the Army days, doesn't it? Way back to World War II, including the Air Force song, the U.S. Navy song, Anchors Away, the Halls of Montezuma, that's the Marines hymn, the U.S. Army song, The Army Goes Rolling Along, that would be the Caissons, for those of you that know that song. And, of course, if you're a Marine, the standing joke is the Army Jeeps have no reverse gear. I'll leave that up to you to figure that one out. But I've heard that from so many grunts at Marine Corps parties I used to DJ. It's so much fun, and the memories are so clear and vivid because those guys look great in their dress blues, and their wives would come out dressed in all the sparklies. And, I mean, it was – they were gorgeous. Everything was gorgeous. They were so well-behaved. They didn't get drunk. They were so respectful. I played all their requests. I actually participated and helped them run their ceremony, their birthday ball, on November 10th. It was such a good thing. And see, all of these songs, Glory, Glory, Hallelujah – all of these things Joyce Riley would listen to. including Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa. That always makes your chills run down the spine. Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, James Brown's I Feel Good, Dave Matthews Band Satellite, and finally, Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum. That's my wife's favorite. She loves that song. So you got to understand that there's a lot of songs here that Joyce liked to listen to that may hit home. And if you want to leave a tribute for Joyce on the radio, I mean, if you don't want to go to do that, you can certainly go to the Forever Missed website with the link. And there is a place at the bottom where you can leave a written dedication to Joyce. Or you can call up and tell me what you like about Joyce when she was on the radio. Memorable moments, 844-769-2944. That number is wide open right now. For you folks who want to call in, you want to chime in about the news, pay a tribute to Joyce, whatever you want to do today, this is about Joyce, too, today, because tomorrow is the fifth anniversary of her death. She really gave it her all on this show, trying to get the word out. And if you're in the state of Missouri right now, not Missouri, it's the Show Me State. Show me. Nearly all abortion is now banned in Missouri following this decision today on Roe v. Wade, ending the federal right to the procedure that marks the culmination of a decades-long campaign by Missouri abortion opponents to restrict and one day eliminate the lawful ability to end a pregnancy. It is one thing, and this is something I'm sorry. Those of you pro-abortion advocates out there, stop bitching and get it straight. We have a constitutional system of government out there that allows you to redress your grievances. That means you do what everybody else is doing and you file a lawsuit and you come up with a justifiable legal reason why the state you are living in should make abortion legal in the event of rape. That would be, aside from a medical emergency, the doctor, and maybe even more than just one doctor, diagnoses you as having a problem. This child is going to come out stillborn. We've looked at your, and see, this is something they didn't take into consideration. When you ran out and you got the jab and you killed your infant in the womb, because it is going to happen. It has happened. Women have had stillbirths. Women who are postmenopausal have had bleeding. I know women who have done it because I hear from them personally. I mean, I'm sorry, it sounds crazy, but this is what's going on. If you've had the jab, it is highly likely that you may have a stillborn. That is another legal medical reason why you should remove the fetus, because it's not living. Hello? Take this into consideration, states. Rape and medical emergency would be my only exceptions because the Constitution guarantees otherwise. Philip in Michigan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir, for everything you're doing. I had the pleasure of working with Joyce back in the late 90s.
God bless you.
Lansing, Michigan. Yeah, brought her into Lansing, Michigan and to Detroit. We had her speak in about 40 different cities. And I myself had a grand wake-up call in March of 94. I'm just a farm guy raised by a widow, but I was a congressional lobbyist for a decade plus and representing counties, which is why I still work with Richard Mack.
Good.
But I wanted you to know that what I saw back in March of 94, we were having formal policy meetings on the terminology, I won't use lawyer terminology, but forced injections under the label of emergency preparedness. And I was so blown away when Joyce came to speak on what had happened to the veterans with what injections our veterans were getting. And here I am, a know-it-all congressional lobbyist. Give me a break.
yeah, but Lord, you know,
the
see.
Lord, say again?
You know.
You know. Yeah, it's very humbling. It has a detrimental effect on your career. And here in Michigan, I was the chief counsel for all the counties. We still can't get anywhere with voter fraud, even though I was the guy that was the go-to guy on all the voter technology. So the GOP is SOL, as you know. So thank God for guys like you, and I just want to rally you on with what you're doing. Thank God, and God bless the soul of Joyce Riley, because I had great respect for her during that time we were doing those seminars.
Wow. That is really humbling, Philip. Thank you so much. And I appreciate everything that you have done, too. If you are an attorney and you are counsel and you are doing the right thing, God bless you, sir, for everything that you've done with Joyce. We all appreciate you.
Well, it's a we thing. You know that already. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing otherwise.
That's right.
So pray for us in Michigan. My wife still works in the legislature. She hasn't been voted off the island, so we're doing what we can.
Thank God for that. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift this whole situation up to you with Philip and his wife right now and pray for the state of Michigan and the turmoil it's in right now, that you comfort and deliver these people from all of this evil that is going on right now. Father, you have the ability, if enough people pray and agree with what is going on, you have the ability, Father, to stop this nonsense. And you've done it right now because you've let the Constitution reign in, and you've given the 10th Amendment to our United States Constitution, which was founded on the principles based on our belief in you, God the Father Almighty, in making this thing happen and making us victorious. Even if we're learning lessons and struggling through the process, Father, there is a rhyme and a reason for everything you do, when you do it, how you do it, and why you do it. We thank you for your name and praise your name, and thank you for all of our blessings, our safety and hedge of protection this day and forward, in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you, Philip, for that call.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so let's hope those prayers get out there, folks, and you say an amen to that, please, so we have more than just one person saying amen to that. We know that this is what is going to take a lot of prayer for this country to turn around. Yes, we're getting small victories, but it's going to take a hell of a lot of prayer to shift the tide and get these people to realize they're being deceived. And as long as the devil is roaming the earth and he has all these powers and dominions and principalities working against us, our fight is going to be that much harder. But if we put our faith in God, just like Mayra Flores said, God's number one. She just got elected the first foreign-born congresswoman, first from Mexico. She is now a congresswoman for one of the southern congressional districts in Texas, because the voters have had enough of this nonsense. We were back on the subject of abortion. It's likely to remain legal in Illinois, but in Kansas, voters are going to be deciding in August whether to approve an amendment to their state constitution that would clear the way for state legislators to approve a ban. One clinic in Missouri, we were talking about that, Missouri banning them. The one clinic offering abortions, reproductive health services, will stop offering them. Instead, it's going to refer patients to a nearby clinic in Illinois. I told you, you were going to have to go out of state if you wanted to murder your kid. Here's an idea. It's called abstinence. Get married, have a child, legally, not out of wedlock. What is with the single mom thing? I'll tell you what it is. Philip knows this as well as I do. Otherwise, he wouldn't have called. And thank you, sir. Again, God bless you. He knows, like everybody else knows, that you got these single moms out there. What have they done? They divided the family. See, the family is all about Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and single moms. You know, Adam and Eve procreate. They were told to be fruitful and multiply. That's a directive from God, last time I checked. Now, if you want to be fruitful and multiply, and we're guaranteed life, liberty, life especially, and the pursuit of happiness or property under the Constitution, First Amendment, or the Bill of Rights, or the preamble. We have them all. The Declaration of Independence. All of it was founded on God. It was founded based on our religious beliefs by people who wanted to escape religious persecution. There I go, enunciating again. You know, see, the thing is everybody's got a trigger point. Everybody gets motivated by something, you see, and the protesters are out in full swing right now in front of the Supreme Court, ballyhooing with their signs condemning the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But the 10th Amendment to the Constitution won today. And remember that in the future, because if you want to change the law in your states, guess what? It just got less expensive to do that because state lawsuits cost less money than federal lawsuits do. So if they just gave the 10th Amendment a kick in the pants and go forward, and it succeeded, the 10th Amendment succeeded with this overturning of Roe. If that is the case, then all you got to do is go to your state legislatures and sit down with them and say, hey, look, you guys, when you passed this abortion ban, you forgot a couple of things. One, people who are getting the jab are going to start losing their kids. Two, there might be a medical emergency that threatens the life of the mom. And three, I don't want this child because I was raped. I was gang raped because it happens. What about those women in California now? I didn't even bother putting that on my news blog because I found it so offensive. But they got inmates over there, male inmates claiming we're women. And they stopped taking their hormone blockers to make them sterile so they can go get an erection and have sex with the female inmates. That's rape. They filed a lawsuit in California on behalf of the inmates to stop this, believe it or not. I didn't want to put it in. You want to go look that up. You can look it up. But this is how crazy it's getting, folks. It's insulting. It's offensive to put males in with the female population just because we're woke, just because we have a gender issue. Nah, sorry. See, they don't want to go into a male population and declare the fact that they've got a gender problem because you know what? The males who do have the capability of getting an erection will show them a thing or two. That's what they're afraid of. Like child molesters. See, the inmate population, the men, male inmate population doesn't like child molesters. And that's why, you know, you see people like Jeffrey Dahmer killed by an inmate. This has happened in other situations as well. Always seems to, what's that word Jen Psaki used? Come back around? Yeah. That song, Rat, Round and Round, what goes around comes around. Yeah, that's what happens. So the feds, because of this partisan January 6th committee that's out there that's not even a little slanted. A little. I'm being sarcastic here, folks. They've stepped up their January 6th law enforcement activity as the partisan hearings continue. And the FBI is now their own little police force. They've served a search warrant on Nevada Republican Chairman Michael McDonald and State Party Secretary James DeGraffenried, as well as raiding Trump-era Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark's home this week. Oh, they're looking for stuff. Yeah, they got McDonald's cell phone, reportedly as part of an investigation into the fake elector scheme initiated at the end of the 2020 presidential election, according to 8 News Now. See, they're going to go in here and they're going to silence all of these officials that are questioning the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. And you see, there are 80 plus million of us out there. And a large majority of the 80 plus million out there are armed to the teeth and continuing to arm themselves. And that's why we have We the People Are Pissed Off t-shirts at the Power Hour. They're on the Power Mall. You go buy one. Not only can you make your voice loud and clear, you also support the Power Hour and keep us on the radio so we can keep broadcasting. Because that's what this is all about. We have to survive. We have to get the word out. It is amazing how you can operate on a shoestring, but the people that are running this show are so dedicated. It's unbelievable. They love God and they love this country. And they don't want to see it torn to shreds, me included. I fought during NAM. I was in the military. Understand, I took the same oath to defend the Constitution of the United States until they pry the whatever from my cold, dead fingers. And this is the thing. I agreed to defend it against all enemies, both foreign and fill in the blank. Right now, this administration is acting just like a domestic enemy. Because they are accusing We the People of being domestic terrorists because we show up at school board meetings and protest critical race theory. We don't want our child being groomed so that some school teacher can have sex with them. Because that has happened in this country already, and we don't want it going any further. Because not only are they grooming them for that, but they're telling the kids, if mommy and daddy are doing something wrong, you need to rat them out so we can come and take you out of the home. Because it's all about disrupting the family. Because if they can tear out the family, remember that old saying, united we stand, divided we fall? Guess what? That starts right here at home, folks. You cannot let the bird, and I'm talking about Satan here, get in between you and your husband and your relationship with God. God is first, your spouse is second, your family is third. Your family includes your dedication to your country. You got to stand up and stop this weaponization of government. Renewing America President Russ Vought says more than a dozen DOJ law enforcement officials searched Jeff Clark's house in a pre-dawn raid, putting him in the streets in his pajamas and took all of his electronic devices. This is a new era of criminalizing politics, and it's getting worse in the U.S. Just because somebody saw fit to investigate voter fraud, according to Russ Vought, Jeffrey Clark got targeted and his home got raided. This isn't America, folks, when they got their own little private police force that can just come out and do whatever they want. Us 80-plus million Americans are armed to the teeth for a reason, and we continue to go out, get more food, more guns, and more ammunition. And again, I ask the simple question, how many Ruby Ridges and Wacos is it going to take for people to understand that federal overreach is wrong? What a thought. But reflect on that for a minute as we reflect on Joyce Riley and everything she stood for. Like I said, I've been a guest on her show before. I know how she was. I know her thought process. I know she was suspicious of a lot of things. And when you're in the military like we were, you get suspicious of a lot of things. And of course, like Philip, if you're in politics, you get suspicious of a lot of things. And I guarantee you, given what happened in November of 2020, we the people are not going to let this happen again. And that's why Richard Mack and other constitutional sheriffs, as Philip referenced on that last phone call, are out there. Because all you got to do is call the sheriff of your county and tell him to enforce the law. If your state says you can't count votes after midnight, by God, by golly, you better get the sheriff out there to make sure they enforce it, even if they got to have a deputy standing there or deputies monitoring for the next 24 hours what's going on in that voter precinct. No more of these paper ballots and last minute late ballots and blank ballots and rerun ballots. None of that. Nuh-uh. Now, we know enough of this country, including Democrats and independents, do not like what's going on right now. And they're not going to let this steal the election happen again. If they think that that's what happened, the next time it comes around, which is in November, very, very soon, count the weeks and get ready. Become a poll watcher. Sit on standby. Sit outside the voter precinct. You can do that. If you sit within a certain area of the precinct where you can see the back door, the side door, get your camera, charge it up. If it takes video, watch for cars coming in after the voting stops to see if they're bringing in containers of ballots. Make notes of it. Call the sheriff. Have the deputies investigate. This is your job now. Stop this crap from going on and happening again. What happened in 2020, if you believe the election was stolen, 80-plus million people can't be wrong. We know something foul happened. We heard all about people going around doing ballot harvesting, and now they're starting to prosecute it. Voter ID laws have cropped up in a lot of the states. It happened for a reason, folks, because they don't trust the federal government and they don't trust the minions that work for the DNC and the local Democratic parties that are on a mission to destroy this country. Can we say that all Democrats are communists? No, we can't. Some of them are misled. Some of them are confused. Some of them, apparently, you got to pay $20 a gallon for gas in order to get it through your thick skull that this administration is not working in your favor. When it costs you $500 a week to get to work, maybe you'll wake up and say, yeah, maybe I voted for the wrong guy. Yeah, you'll do an Al Bundy. I like Al Bundy's voice. That's always fun. You know, that's where you call a show like that really breaks up the family. Why? Because it humiliates the father. Any commercial you see on TV that humiliates the father, that tears down the head of the family unit, making the man look stupid on TV, those are the companies you need to boycott. Folks, I'm giving you solutions here. If you got one, I'd love to hear you, because we have another half an hour coming up after our top of the hour break where you can get in and chime in. 844-769-2944. You can leave a tribute to Joyce Riley while you're talking about the things that disturb you the most about the way things are going and what you're going to do to help change them. Those are the solutions I want to hear about in our next half hour. By the way, the Senate on June 23rd voted to break the filibuster on gun control legislation that was hammered out this week by the rhinos and the Democrats, clearing the way for its final passage in the Senate. Now, you know what you have to stop this, folks. You've got to get to your House members and stop this. And you need to target every single one of those rhinos that voted for this. And you need to wreak political havoc on them. 57 minutes after the hour, we're going to be back after the top of the hour break with more of your phone calls and comments and more news. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, commemorating Joyce Riley's fifth anniversary of her passing. Stay with us.
Probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.